Visiting with PCM head boys basketball coach Tony Ford. Coach, you know, you guys had a game recently postponed, but before that, you know, you had a win against Seidel. Can you kind of walk me through the game against Seidel and then before that, a win against Greene County?
Yeah, so I'll go to the Seidel game really quick. So it was kind of it was a busy week for us that last week. We had four games. We knew Seidel's kind of one of those games we always get excited about. It was a really good atmosphere, usually pretty good competition. It's always a good game. I kind of challenged the guys a little bit, not to have any excuses for that four-game week, and asked them to rise up and play hard. And you know, we came out and we kind of delivered the first couple punches, and it was a really good game all the way through. And we got down in the about the end of the third and the fourth, we were down maybe six with about 5:25 left in the fourth quarter. And the guys just took off and started making some baskets. Cash Fisher had a really big game for us, and him and Chase just kind of took over the game, and the other guys hit some shots, and off we went. The Greene County game was earlier in the week, and that was the night before. It was actually a reschedule, and it's always a hard bus ride there. We kind of got to get ready, and we didn't have Alex went. He was dealing with some leg injury. And then we had maybe, I think we had somebody sick too. So we were kind of scrambling for bodies. And they came out and hit some shots and kind of caught us off guard. But we kind of battled back through and we nipped that one out. But not real happy with the way it kind of went down, but we did get the win. So hopefully we look a little bit better tonight.
Yeah, game against Greene County on on Friday night, and then against the team top of the conference that has not lost yet in Grandview Christian. Can you kind of talk about, you know, how you approach a team like Grandview Christian that has been very dominant this year?
They're really good. They present a number of issues with their height and their shooting and their quickness and just overall chemistry. They're a really, really good team, obviously, and you know, the one good thing that we have going our way is that they're coming to our place. We typically shoot better and other teams don't shoot as well. I think we feed off the energy of our crowd, and that can catch some people off guard a little bit. And so, you know, we're going to be excited. We know they're ranked, and we know the first one that can beat them kind of, you know, they'll wear that pride of honor. And, you know, we'd love to be that team.
You know, when you look at kind of the rest of your schedule, you know, mostly conference games, but again, the season on against Knoxville and Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont, EBF not having a great season, but Knoxville, one of the better teams in the state for Class 3A and still undefeated. You know, how do you kind of approach the rest of this conference schedule, but then look ahead to those two non-conference games? I know they're still a couple weeks away, but how do you kind of approach those?
Definitely, we're eyeballing those conference games really hard. You know, we're right in the mix. You know, we had a slow start, but, you know, we're currently sitting there right with Perry and Roland Story Perry and West Marshall for third in the conference. And, you know, we like to finish strong, especially going into the playoffs. And then, you know, you get that Knoxville game at the end of the year. And, you know, everything I hear, there's a lot of podcasts on Knoxville. And, man, they are kicking butt down there and playing really good basketball, making lots of baskets and beating a lot of good teams. So, and they're doing it pretty easy, at least from my vantage point, and really says something to what they've got down there. And that's a really cool thing to be able to play them right before the playoffs. So you know, you go and you play a ranked 3A team and hopefully put up a good fight, give you some confidence going into the playoffs.
You know, for you as head coach this year, you know, obviously a team is new from year to year. From the beginning of this season until kind of where you're at now, about three quarters of the way done, what are some maybe couple adjustments that you've made with your team throughout this year?
Oh man, you know, I told somebody the other day, we have been 100% 0% this year. We have just been dealing with injuries, and you know, now that the colds are kind of running through the schools, and you know, through that, what I have found out about this team is that we're extremely deep. You know, we have a kind of a next step mentality. You know, if we call on somebody to get in there and play in the varsity game, they're ready to go and they contribute and give us good minutes, and that's really huge for us, especially me as a coach, that I just can kind of look down the bench and know if I need a guy that has a certain quality, he'll step in and he'll get it done, and I can have confidence in him. And then the other thing is that his teammates have confidence in him, and I think that goes a long ways. Everybody's always ready on our team to be next up, and I think that's just the one thing I've learned about this team is that they're always ready to go. And they don't care who they're playing. They're gonna go in and play hard. I will say that I think, once we get to playoff time, we should have a pretty good rotation. We kind of know who our guys that are gonna go in and do certain things. That Stadel game last week showed me a lot about our rotation and the guys that are playing and when we play at our best, what we look like. So
In terms of offense this year, guys average, you guys are scoring about 54-ish points a game as a team. I'm sure you'd like that to just be a hair higher, but do you feel like you've kind of found your offensive identity? You mentioned that, guys, you kind of alluded to that, guys kind of know their roles and kind of know who your guys are, but do you feel like there's a couple areas on the offense you could maybe improve upon?
yeah, again, last week I probably saw a little bit. We put up 60 points in the last couple of weeks on a couple of teams, and I've seen where, like, oh, that's clicking really well, and those are areas that we're leaning towards is when the ball starts going in the hoop, and then there's some chemistry, whether it's inside, who's doing that, who's scoring from the outside, and there are definitely some actions within our offense that we're scoring more out of than others, and we're definitely going to lean into that as we go forward.
Well, Coach, I appreciate your time as always visiting with me. Best of luck as your team takes on Greene County and then a tough one against Grandview Christian.
Yes, thank you. We're looking forward to talking again.